Revi, ki yom chachicha, if your brother will become poor, umachar me'achuzasai, and he will sell from his te'achuzah, he will sell his land in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi tells us that since the pasuk says ki yom chachicha, that your brother will become poor, the Torah is saying that only if somebody is pressured by poverty may he sell his land in Eretz Yisrael. But if he just wants some extra money to buy something, he is not allowed to sell his te'achuzah. And Rashi tells us also that since the pasuk says umachar me'achuzasai, he will sell from his property, it does not say umachar achuzasai, he will sell all of his property. This is coming to teach us proper conduct, that a person should not sell all of his property, because this way he will always have some land just in case he runs out of money. And the pasuk is telling us that if he sells his te'achuzah, uva goaloi hakarav elov, and his redeemer, the one that is related to him, will come, the goal, and he will redeem es mimkar ochiv, the sale of his brother. There is machlokes between Rabbi Shura and Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara Kedushin concerning this din of geulas krovim. Rabbi Shua holds reshus, it is optional. If the relative wants to redeem it, he may. If he does not want to, he does not have to. And the chiddush of the pasuk is that if he wants to redeem it, he may do it even against the will of the buyer. According to Rav Eliezer, it is chayva, an obligation. The Torah is telling us that if the buyer is willing to sell it, then the relative must redeem it. And the pshat in the next pasuk is dependent on which man de omar we are learning like. V'ish ki lo yi lo goyel. And if a person does not have a relative who will redeem it, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that it is reshus, it is optional, the pasuk is telling us, V'ish ki lo yi lo goyel. If a person does not have a relative who wants to redeem it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it is an obligation, the pshat in the pasuk is as follows: Ve'ish ki lo yila goyel. If a person does not have a relative who has the financial means to redeem it, then ve'isiga yadoi umasa kedei gulasai. If the seller himself will become wealthy and he will be able to redeem it, the pasuk continues: Ve'chishav eshnei mimkorei. He shall calculate the years of his sale, which means he should calculate how many years there were from the time of the sale until Yovel, because by Yovel this field was to return to the original owner anyway. Plus he must subtract the amount of years that the buyer had the field, because the buyer had benefit from the field during this time. And he will return the difference to the person that he sold it to the buyer. And then it will return to become his property. For example, let's say there were 20 years from the time of the sale until Yovel, and he sold it for $20, which means each year was worth a dollar, and the buyer had the field for 5 years, so the buyer had $5 of use from this field. The halacha is that he will take these $20 and subtract 5, and he will pay $15 to the buyer, and then the field will become his. And if the original owner will not have enough money to redeem the whole field, as Rashi tells us, we do not allow him to redeem part of the field. He must redeem the whole field. And if he does not have enough money to redeem the whole field, and his sale will remain by the buyer until Yovel. V'yotza by Yovel. And when Yovel will come, it will return v'shav l'achuzase and become his property once again. At the beginning of the year of Yovel, it will return to become his. Zok Rashi. We did not finish the Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, so let's start from the middle of Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Ulefi pshutai, according to the simple meaning of the Pasuk, avu v'chol eretz achuzaschem, geula titnu la'aretz, samach leparsha shel achrov. This Pasuk is connected to the next Parsha. Shamoicha achuzasai, one who sells his te'achuza, rishoi legalo. He is allowed to redeem it, la'achar shtei shonim, after it was by the buyer for 2 years, ayihu ay krovai, whether he will redeem it or his relative, ve'ein halakeach yochel ha'akev, and the buyer may not stop him. Although this is stated in Pasuk Chafei, we explained that this is a klal shel acharav prat. The general statement is stated in Pasuk Chaf Dalet that there is a redemption, and the details of this redemption is stated in Pasuk Chafei. Zok Rashi ki yom chachicha umachar, melamed she'ein adam reshoi limkar sadeo ela machmas doichik oini. The pasuk is teaching us that one may not sell his te'achuza unless he has pressures of poverty. Me'achuza, say, from his te'achuza, v'loy kula, not the whole thing. Limei derecheres, This is teaching us proper conduct. Sheyishar sada la'atzmai, a person should always leave over a field for himself. V'gol es mimkar ochiv, and he will redeem the sale of his brother. Ve'en alekeach yochel la'akev, and the buyer may not stop him. Rashi over here is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Geulas Kroivim is Rishus, it's optional. And the Pasuk is saying that if he wants to redeem it, the buyer cannot stop him. The Ishki lo yiyah l'goyel. And if a person does not have a redeemer, a relative to redeem it, v'chiyesh l'cha odom b'Yisrael she'en l'goyelim. Is there a person in Klal Yisrael that does not have a relative to redeem it? Zot Rashi, Ella, only the Pasuk is saying, Goyel sheyuchal ligoyel mimkari. It means he does not have a relative who has the financial means to redeem this property. Rashi over here is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it is a choiva, an obligation for the relative to redeem it. And the Pasuk is saying, Ve'ishki lo'yir le'goyel, he does not have a redeemer who has the financial means to afford redeeming this property. The Ayin B'mefarshi Rashi, who discussed how can Rashi in the previous Rashi go according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, and Rashi in this Rashi goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Zok Rashi v'chisha v'shnei mimkoroi, he will calculate the years of the sale, kama shonim hoyu ara yovel, how many years were there from the time of the sale until yovel, kach v'kach, x amount of years, uvekama mechar tielecho, and at what price did I sell it to you, bekach v'kach, for x amount of money. This field was destined to return to me by Yovel. Nim says, it turns out, the buyer is buying the number of crops, according to the calculation of each year, according to the calculation of how much each year was worth by dividing the amount of years by the total sale price. You ate from the field for 3 or 4 years. Hoitzi es demayan min acheshbon. Take off that amount from the total calculation. Vitul es hashar, and take the remaining money. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk means by veheshiv es ha'odif, and the original owner will return to the buyer the difference. Bidmei hamekach alo achila she'ochal, the difference between the sale price and the amount of years, the worth of the amount of years that the buyer used the field for. V'yitneim, and he will give it to l'lekeach, to the buyer. Zok Rashi le'isha asher mochar loy, ha'moichar azeh, this seller, shebo l'goalo, that is coming to redeem it now, the original owner, he will deal with the person he sold it to and return the difference. The Mefarshim explained that Rashi is coming to tell us that if this buyer goes ahead and sells it to somebody else at a higher price, the original owner does not deal with the second buyer, but rather he deals with the first buyer based on the price that he sold it to the first buyer. He does not deal with the second buyer. And that's why the Pasuk says, Le'ish asher mochaloi, the original owner will deal with the person he sold it to and not with the second buyer. So Rashi Dei Hoshev Loi, Mikan, She'enoi Goyel Lechatzoin, one may not redeem part of a Steachuza, and it will remain in the hands of the buyer until Yovel, Achnas HaYovel, Shelo Yikones L'Toich Oysa Shona Klum, it will not enter into the year of Yovel at all, She'ayovel Meshamet B'Tchilosoi, because Yovel releases the fields in the beginning.